Could you actually go through the actual process of how it's done?
So gene therapy is very similar in terms of preparation to the bone marrow transplantation. But there is a substantial difference, which is the harvesting of stem cells from the patients. Okay? So stem cells are harvested from patients by, usually we treat them with a Plerixa form, as is done in bone marrow, to get as much as possible stem cells. These stem cells are manipulated with, of course, is the transduction of the beta gene within the stem cells. Of course, the beta gene to enter the stem cells need to be vehiculated, and the vehicle is a viral vector. It is a vector. After many years where it was difficult to select the proper vector, now the selected vectors are lentivirus, okay? So for thalassemia gene therapy, the lentivirus are the vector. So what happens is that the beta gene is integrated into the viral vector. So the product, because at the end of the day, is a product, which is this vial containing the lentiviral, the integrated gene, that is giving back to the bone marrow center, and the stem cells are given back to the patients. And after that, the hope is that the beta gene start to work through the differentiation and maturation of stem cell. So there are two important points. First of all, a good rescue of stem cells from the patient, but that in terms of numbers is usually good. The good transduction of the stem cells, and then the copy numbers of the viral vector to be active. Of course, in all this process, the patient has to be prepared to receive back the stem cells. So he has to undergo two myoablation, as in a bone marrow transplant. So in terms of procedure, it's demanding anyway. So it's not an easy process, although it's safe. In terms of safety, no concern have been arisen. Of course, again, we need long-term follow-up to see what is going to happen. I think that it can be further improved because the transduction, based on the most recent result, has been improved furtherly. So the copy number transcribed is increased. So far, as you probably notice or know, there are two groups working on that. One is a company which is working in the United States, but now is opening clinical trial all over Europe, and a more scientific group, which is an Italian group supervised by Professor Naldini, who is a well-known person in gene therapy for other diseases like leukodystrophy and so on. And this is based in Milan, and is a TGET group, and three of my adult patients underwent gene therapy in their clinical trial. And both are working, improving the process.
You mentioned that it's been proven to be safe. Are there any complications or toxicities?
So far, no. Well, the toxicity can be related to the myoablation, you know, as for they may have infection, but these are manageable as they are in bone marrow transplantation. Of course, there is an advantage, no risk of graft versus host rejection, because these stem cells are the patients, are their own stem cells.